This call is being recorded.
Hi, this is Jeanette. We're speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, Ms. Jeanette. You just called me a little bit ago.
Yeah, recording Depo Provera. Is this Chelsea?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we are speaking on a recorded line. And were you calling to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation or have signed any documents with any other attorney?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was it you that was affected by Depo Provera, or was it a family member?
Me, personally.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. And what was the, when were you first diagnosed with a meningioma? What was the date of diagnosis?
June 5th, 2020.
June 5th of 2020. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
10/23/91.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who may have been affected by Depo Provera?
At the moment, I'm not too sure. Not that I know of.
Okay. Thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Pfizer?
Yes. You used the Pfizer brand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the Pfizer brand was the name brand. Which injectable did you use? Was it called Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera, or generic?
Depo Provera.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I know this question is a little repetitive, but did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present date of January 2025?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did you first start using Depo Provera?
May of 2018.
Okay. May of 2018. And when did you last use Depo Provera?
In 2020, June of 2020.
June of 2020, thank you. And for HIPAA compliance, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A.
Thank you. And then how do I spell your last name?
Trevino, T-R-E, V as in Victor, I-N-O.
Okay. So I have T-R-E-V-I-N-O.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have your first name spelled C-H-E-L-S-E-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is a good email address for you?
It's going to be my last name, underscore first name.
Okay.
06@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Thank you. And then the phone we're speaking on, that's 469-553-9166. Is this a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. 39166. Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
512 Seneca, S-E-N-E-C-A Drive, Waxahachie, W-A-X-A-H-A-C-H-I-E, Texas, 75165.
Okay, 75165.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And that's 512 Seneca Drive. How do you pronounce the city again?
Waxahachie.
Waxahachie, Texas, 75165.
Yes,
thank you. And was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, yourself, or by medical staff?
A doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product?
I'd say 8.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Allen.
Dr. Allen. And where did Dr. Allen practice out of?
Richmond Hills.
Okay. Richmond Hills. And was that at a hospital or a medical center?
A medical center.
Okay. Was it Dr. I see several Dr. Allens. Was it Dr. Patrick Allen, Dr. Allen Allman?
Yes, ma'am. Patrick Allen.
Dr. Patrick Allen. Okay. Was he at, was he off Glenview Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 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 And was Dr. Patrick Allen also your prescribing doctor, or was that a different doctor?
As in prescribing, what do you mean?
So who prescribed you the Depo Provera? Was it Dr. Patrick
yes.
Allen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And where was the pharmacy that the Depo Provera was picked up at? Was it at a CVS or was it at Dr. Allen's office?
Dr. Allen's office.
Okay. So they prescribed it and administered the Depo Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma of the brain?
Mr. Lee. Dr. Lee.
Dr. Lee. Okay. Where did Dr. Lee practice out of?
Glen Rose Medical Center.
Okay. Glen Rose?
Yes, ma'am.
Medical Center. Okay. 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 And do you recall Dr. Lee's first name?
Anthony.
Dr. Anthony Lee. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And what city was Glen Rose Medical Center in?
Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N Street.
Holden Street, okay. Okay, in Glen Rose, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yes,
I am. Okay. And what was Dr. Lee's specialty?
Neurosurgeon.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and did you ever have a previous cancer diagnosis or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy.
Radiation, okay. I'm sorry you had to go through all of that because of Depo Provera. Was Dr. Lee your treating doctor, or did you have another doctor that did the treatment?
No, he was the treating.
Okay. And treatment was done at Glen Rose Medical Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Besides surgery, no.
Okay. And surgery took place in the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When were you, roughly what days were you in the hospital?
Okay, that's fine. You can write.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You said that.
Okay. What dates were you in the hospital? When did surgery take place?
June 12th of 2020.
June 12th of 2020. Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
I could provide them if requested. I need time to give them, but yes.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is their name?
Keisha.
Okay, 469-743-9770.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have really quick. I just want to verify I have everything down correctly before I send over the retainer agreement and the HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. For the HIPAA-compliant medical record release form, what is your social?
635-28-3941.
Okay, thank you. So I have 635-28-3941.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I have your first name spelled Chelsea.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name spelled Trevino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I have your mailing address as 512 Seneca Drive, Waxahachie, Texas, and that's 75165.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have that you first started using Depo-Provera May of 2018, and you last stopped taking Depo-Provera June of 2020.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have that you were first diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain June 5th of 2020.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have your date of birth as October the 23rd, 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, okay. Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see that HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. And then you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Give me one moment while I populate these documents. Okay.
It don't work. Huh? You said you want a pass. You don't get a pass with that. You just, I understand that. You don't get a pass, but at the end of the day, my machine don't work. You say you want a pass. You don't get a pass with that. You just tap and go. That's it. Yeah, you tap it. You tap it, and it won't double charge you. That's how it works. You don't get a printed receipt, check, none of that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and Chelsea, it sounds like you're driving right now, right?
Well, I'm pulled over right now, but I'm about to have to take off.
Okay, I'm going to send over the DocuSign through text and through email shortly. You'll get that link. When you're pulled over, go ahead and open that link. If you have any questions completing it, give me a call back or send me a text, and I'm more than happy to walk you through it. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. You'll also, once these documents are completed, you'll receive a call from the law firm within the next 2 weeks. They'll be calling just to verify that it is okay to start the process on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a great rest of your day, and I'll send those over shortly.
Okay, thank you.